of them. I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, there are people almost everywhere whose hearts aren't all on flame with the fire that fell at Pentecost with cleanse and made them clean and burning now within our hearts. Oh, glory be. So glad that I can say I'm one of them. May not learn it be our boast of worldly fame. They have all received their Pentecost, baptized in Jesus' name, and they're telling now both far and wide his power and shame. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Oh, they were gathered in that upper room all praying in his name. They were baptized with the Holy Ghost when power for service came. And what he did for them today, tonight he'll do the same. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Amen. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. Oh, come, my brother, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul unclean, and it's burning now within our hearts. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
I'm one of them.
I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them.
Third verse.
Oh, they were gathered in that upper room all praying in his name. They were baptized with that Holy Ghost when fire from service came. And what he did for them that day tonight. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Oh, aren't you glad tonight? Let's clap it to him.
Oh, come, my brothers, seek this blessing that will cleanse your heart from sin, that will start the joy bells ringing and will keep your soul on flame, and it's burning now within our hearts. Oh, glory to His name. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Clap it one more time to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me hear a glory from you. Amen. Now tell the world you're glad.
I'm one of them. I'm one of them. I'm so glad that I can say I'm one of them. I can say I'm
woman in Memphis, he sent me Elijah.
Find many people who can understand why we are so happy and free. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me.
Amen.
Oh, this is like heaven to me. Praise God. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, when I get happy, I sing and I shout. The devil don't believe it, I see. But I'm filled with the Spirit, there isn't a doubt. And this is some matter with me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Praise God. Oh, this is like heaven to me. I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me.
Glory!
Amen.
Is this like heaven?
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm so happy to be one of them, identified with the bride of Jesus Christ. And I'm super happy to be here tonight. Oh, man, I'm happy. Oh, I love you. Oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. It's truly an honor and a privilege for me to be here with each and every one of you.
Amen.
With his sheep that he has allowed me to lead.
Amen.
By pointing you to this message and to the tapes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. I must admit, I'm a little bit nervous. You heard Brother Branham when he had been off of the field for quite a while, and I think it was in Yuma that he came back, and he said it had been a long time. And he said he'd been kind of out of practice a little bit. I don't take it lightly to stand before this portion of the Bride of Jesus Christ. Or for you that are in the hookup listening in, I don't take it lightly. So I was telling the brothers in the back room, you know, Brother Branham, when I was out praying, it's like, Lord, your prophet said, what would I do if I had two literal drops of the blood of the Lord Jesus? He goes, what would I do with them? He says, but more importantly, I'm standing before the purchase of those drops. And that's the way that I feel. It's a perfect bride with a perfect message. I'm not worthy to stand before you, but I am. One of them.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I did miss you all so much, but it is true. I could feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit coming through that hookup, coming from you people. And I know that the people are listening in tonight on that hookup, that they feel the same thing. You can feel that anointing. You can feel the love that you have for this message coming through those phone lines that are out there, or those microwaves, or whatever they are. You can feel the anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it made me so proud of you to know how much prouder it makes Papa God that he has a chosen, elect few that love and believe this message. So it's a privilege and honor and to be back. Thank you so much for your prayers and love for me. I know it's gone for a long time, and it felt like a long, long time, but I'm just thrilled to be back and with you again and fellowshipping with you. I want to tell you that something that the Lord, I do believe, told me out in the desert, we're still in his perfect will.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord.
the word. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. How wonderful that it is. Stay with this message. Stay with the word. Stay in the tapes. Amen. That's anchored in my heart like it never has been anchored in my heart before. Praise the name of the Lord. Also want to thank our brother Jonathan, Sister Joanne, and Sister Danielle. I don't know if they're here tonight, for the wonderful job that they did. Why, we're out in Arizona. God bless you all. You did an awesome, awesome job. Praise the name of the Lord. And of course, my buddy, my friend, my brother, that I'm so thankful that what he stands for in this word. Amen. I couldn't do what the Lord's called me to do unless God had raised this man up right here. I have 100% confidence because I know what this message means to him. Amen. And that he will guard this sacred pulpit, that to make sure it's just the word that goes forward from here. Amen. So you don't, for me, how that makes me feel so relaxed and to know that, Lord, it's in good hands. And I thank the Lord for doing that. And also is on my heart, you know, God said God doesn't call a man unless he calls his wife. And he has a good wife and a family. Sister Robin and your family, God bless you. We love you, Sister Robin. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. Welcome everybody here and all of our visitors. How many visitors do we have here with us today? Have any visitors? Well, God bless you. Not very many tonight, but just welcome here and on the hookup. This is the church that stays with the tape teachings. Amen. That's all we stay with, the tape teachings. Amen. Yeah, we are. We're one of them. You're one of them churches that just believes in playing tapes? Amen. We are. Now remember, we still love our brothers and sisters. They are and got to do what they feel led of the Lord to do. We're going to be spending eternity with them. It is, oh, because you're not hooking up and you're not on the phone line and you're not listening and you're not in the bride. Nonsense. They're our brothers and sisters. But this is what we want to do. We want to hear the tapes. We want to hear exactly what that prophet of God said. He has instructed us. The perfect will of God for us is to press play. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. We can just sit back and relax and Amen. Just enjoy what we're hearing. It doesn't matter. We don't have to have our guard up. You don't have to do nothing Amen. Except for saying, Amen. 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 He says, the bride says amen to every word. Amen. What did that angel of the Lord say? Get the people to believe you. Amen. So when they're trying to make you doubt, well, the prophet didn't say this and didn't say this, and he made a mistake here, made a mistake here. I don't care if it's a barefaced lie, the world can prove it. I believe it. Amen. The angel said, get the people to believe what you said. Amen. We believe it. Amen. Yes, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We just say exactly what the tapes say, and we believe and only play in the tapes. Amen. Because you know what? We believe it isn't Brother Branham speaking.
Amen.
No. I love, he's my dad. I love him. But that's not who's speaking to me. That's not who's speaking to me. Then if we did do that, we would be worshiping a man. If it was Brother Branham, we'd be worshiping a man. We're not worshiping a man. We believe that it is Jehovah himself speaking to us. Praise the name of the Lord. We believe it's Jehovah in a love letter telling us that we are his.
Amen.
That we are that predestinated seed. It's Jehovah returning in the form of the Holy Ghost to live in his church amongst his people.
Amen.
Jehovah walking down through the church, discerning the thoughts of the mind.
Amen.
It's Jehovah healing the people. It's Jehovah speaking through his seventh church age messenger, revealing the seals. It's Jehovah speaking through human lips, giving his bride, rapturing in faith. It's Jehovah revealing to us, we're group one. Amen. The name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Somebody might be listening in. Who's group one?
We are.
Amen. And we are. But let's have Jehovah himself tell us who we are. Are you ready for this?
Amen.
I don't really believe we are. Are you bubbling up on the inside?
Amen.
You should be. Because Jehovah, Almighty God, is going to tell you to get ready in this love letter who his bride is. Who he thinks his bride is. He's telling you and he's telling the world what he thinks of you. I'm going to say this quote in first person. The true church of Jesus Christ, my bride, is likened to pure gold. Her righteousness is my righteousness. Her attributes are my glorious attributes. Her identity is found in me. He's talking about you, bride. What am I? She is to reflect. What I have? She is to manifest. There is no fault in her. She is all glorious within and without. From beginning to end, she is the work of her Lord. And all my works are perfect. In fact, in her is summed up and manifested the eternal wisdom and purpose of God. That's who you are.
Oh.
He thinks of you. Oh. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Is that a love letter? It's like me telling you, oh man, I've got the greatest wife in the world, and she does this, and she does that, and she cooks, and she cleans, she does all that. But here's Jehovah talking about you, telling they're perfect. Everything I make, they're perfect. He's talking about me. He's talking about you. Oh, praise the name of God. We are his new creation. Oh, that's rich. He was the Son of God. He was the new creation. man and God met and joined. He was the first of the new race. Oh, let that sink in deep. He chose Abraham, and Abraham's issued through the godly Isaac line. But now, out of every kindred tribe and nation, he has purposed a new creation. Amen. He is the first of that creation. He was God created in the form of man. But now, by his Spirit, he is creating many sons into himself. God, the Creator, creating himself part of his creation. This is the true revelation of God. This is the purpose. This purpose took form through election. Amen. So through election and predestination of God, the true revelation, the true purpose of God is you.
Amen.
Oh, my. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Be seated. Let that sink in. Let that come into your heart to know the whole revelation, the whole purpose of God, of what he's been telling us. Yes, we must recognize, and what he's going to tell us tonight, Jesus is our Savior. Then he sent a prophet to bring the message for a bride, that we are that new creation. And he said that new creation in Revelation 17, it is, he said, the bride and the Spirit cried out. We cried out. Him and God, us, we all cried out, come quickly, Lord Jesus. We become the voice of God itself. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Did you enjoy the seven church ages? Oh, and the church age book. Oh. Wow. Praise the Lord. Now you may be seated. He revealed so many new things to me. There are so many things in that Revelation series and in that church age book and the study. And I just, as I was coming in, as out in Arizona, it's like, man, I want to read that quote. And I know that you were, but it's something the bride of fellowshipping together, reading those quotes and God opening up and revealing it to our mind. Amen. That exactly proving from Genesis, the revelation, this end time. We are exactly like John on the Isle of Patmos when he was there. When John was on the Isle of Patmos, John doesn't say he turned to see the one on whose voice he heard. John turned to what? To see the voice. That's what we do. We turn to see the voice, just like John did. It is the voice and the person. He says, because the voice and the person are the same thing. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, we love that voice. You love that voice? Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, there's something about that voice that it speaks to us. I do be, it's like John, when he heard the voice and he was called up into the third heavens. We might not go into the third heavens, but when we hear that voice, something happens to us. Amen. The bride, it's everything to us. You can be low, you can be depressed, you can be out, you can be anything, and you hear, good morning, friends. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm underneath the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's what that voice means to the bride of Jesus Christ. And to me, you're talking about how we're just like John. Don't we believe God is perfect in his timing? I believe that. You believe that? I believe that. I want to explain that what that voice is going to say to us and what he said back then. I want to read a quote. Didn't we just now get done with hearing the seven church ages? And John, in the spirit, standing up here in heaven, he's just been lifted up now from the church ages, see, and saw the church ages, just like us. We just saw the seven church ages. Then what happened? And then he was taken up in the fourth chapter, and he said, come up higher. I'm going to show you things to come. Did we just get lifted up a little bit higher this week? If you listen to Revelation chapter 4, you better believe you're lifted up a little bit higher this week. Just like John we were. Amen. Then what happened, John? And then he saw one sitting upon the throne, and this book in his hand, and in his right hand. Think of it now. And then in this book was the title deed to redemption, and it was sealed with seven seals. Amen. Just like John, he seen, heard the church ages, then Revelations chapter 4, and then it was the seals. Just what we're doing. But what makes that so great, when this message went forth, Brother Branham preached the church ages in 1960. The seals wasn't even broken to 63. So now we're able to do exactly what John did. First he seen the church ages, then he had Revelation 4. He went right into the seals, just like us. Hey! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God's timing is perfect.
Amen.
It is perfect to be able to do exactly, I believe, what the Lord wants us to do. And what's that voice going to reveal to us today? Talking about a jubilee. Have you guys been listening to this message?
Amen.
Then you're ready. You're ready. We're going to hear how we were lost. We were completely lost. And we needed a human being, he said, to take our place. And he says, John looked all over heaven. He looked all over earth. He looked beneath the earth. He said he looked everywhere. And that there was no one worthy. Everything was completely lost. And he tells us that he was in despair. Because then he knew that it was lost, that there wasn't nothing. There wasn't nobody to do it. Brother Bram says there were righteous men, there were angels, there were good men, that Elijah and all the ones that were standing there, and he says angels and cherubims, but he said no human being was worthy to do it. John became in distress. Brother Bram said, but not for long. He says that there came a voice, and it says, don't be brokenhearted, Branham Tabernacle. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. For you, for me. He's prevailed. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. God had sent that kinsman redeemer, that slain lamb, he said, before the foundation of the world. And he says that now we hold that abstract deed. He says that everything that Adam and Eve lost in the beginning, everything that they forfeited in the beginning, that now has been restored back to us. That we possess that. Not we're going to. He says we possess that right now. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Are you happy for that?
Yes.
Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everything belongs to us. He said that first son failed. He'd give it all up. But that was part of his great plan, his great redemption plan. But he said that great redemption plan, it strikes me, church, is that the word, he said, that new creation, that was the true revelation.
Amen.
Who we are is the true revelation.
Amen.
Is the true purpose of God for us to become one with him again. Part of that new creation. That new temple for God to live in.
Amen.
Not made with man, made by God.
Amen.
That's who you are.
Amen.
That temple made by God.
Amen.
Aren't you happy for that?
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. And what's going to take place today? It's the beginning. He says, talk about a jubilee. Talk about a time when that lamb walked forth. That book is even sealed in heaven. The mysterious are. It said, is my name in that book? He said, I hope it is. But if it is, it was put on the book before the foundation of the world. And nothing can take it off. But the first thing that represented that redemption, come the lamb that had been slain from the foundation of the world. And he took that book, opened that book, tore off the seals, sent it down to the earth to his seventh angel to reveal it to his people, to reveal it to the Branham Tabernacle.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's what's happening tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let us just bow our heads. How wonderful.
Amen.
How unworthy we are, Lord Jesus. Lord, to read these words. That, Lord, they're not words. They're eternal life to the bride of Jesus Christ. For you sent, Jehovah, you spoke and you sent your seventh angel messenger to come down and tell your bride who that they are.
Amen.
They're perfect.
Amen.
Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord. There's just something that burns inside of our hearts. And even more so as we're come together tonight to hear this word, Lord. We're under great anticipation, expectation. We've come ready, prepared, Lord, to hear this word. The Lord, you're going to reveal your word like you've never revealed it. Thank you, Lord, for revealing, going through those church ages, Lord. All the things that we heard that you said to us, Lord. What a blessing to the bride it is, Lord. You stored up that food on magnetic tape so that we could hear that word in this day and time. Lord, where would we be without that spiritual manna? That spiritual food that's been stored up for your bride to keep us encouraged.
Yes.
And then, Lord, to become part of that new creation in you.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, what a revelation. We know that Satan's job is to beat you down because you just want to look at yourself and we're looking at a perfect message. But you're going to hear all tonight how he doesn't see that imperfection because he sent a kinsman redeemer. He sent a lamb to take your place, and that's all that he sees is that blood. Not you, but that blood. And that blood is perfect. That slain lamb, that pillar of fire, it's here to manifest itself in you tonight.
Amen.
To give you what you have need of, to whatever that you want, to claim your right. What Adam and Eve forfeited, he said, if Adam said, tree, move over here. Mountain, move over here. Be healed here. Accept this here. I claim this here. You are that Adam.
Amen.
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 Lord, we believe it from the depths of our heart. Help our unbelief, Lord Jesus. May that word come tonight, Lord. And reveal to us your word. Open up our heart, our soul, our spirit, Lord. Lord, bless and be with us, Lord. We love you. Truly, Lord, we know that you're here with us tonight.
Oh, he is here. His name again, for He is here. Listen closely, hear Him calling out your name. He is here, and you.
Precious Heavenly Father. Lord, I'm overcome by emotion feeling your presence like this. Thinking that I'm redeemed. Knowing where I should be, but yet you pulled me out. Lord, and that's our possession, and it's our promise, and we're holding on to it with all of our hearts. With everything that's in us, Lord. Truly, Lord, that is, thus saith the Lord, for our day. We see it and recognize it. Lord, you've tuned our ears to this voice, Lord. Not us, we didn't do it, you did it, Lord. Thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for this revelation of this message. The voice, who you sent. Seventh angel messenger, Lord, who we get to listen to, who we get to feed upon, Lord, and truly who we are. Thank you, Lord, for that. Lord, I'm just thinking, as Brother Joseph was just talking about us being redeemed, and that we look at ourselves and that's the truth, Lord. But Father, my mind went to a little story that Brother Branham said about that little donkey. He may have been knock-kneed and couldn't walk straight and wobbly, but he knew he had that birthright. There may have been a better looking one next to him, but he knew that he was a son and daughter of that one, Lord. He knew who his mother and father was. And Father, truly in my heart, Lord, I'm worse than a knock-kneed. I'm lower than the low, but I'm so thankful that I know that I'm a part of you, Lord, that your royal blood is flowing in my veins, Lord. Thank you for that tonight, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing for us. Thank you for this message, Lord. It's truly everything to us, Lord. Father, just come with us tonight. We invite you. We know that you're here. But Lord, we want to make you feel welcome. And Lord, as we just go to the furtherance of this service, may you just be with us. Father, these prayer requests on this pulpit, Lord, we pray that you'd answer each one. Lord, we know that it's our promise, and we know that whatever we ask in your name, that it'll be done. And we, Lord, bring these before you and ask your perfect will over each one, and that you'd intervene. No matter the need, Lord, great or small, there's nothing too big for you or too little, Lord. You truly care about each one of us, and we're so thankful for that, Lord. Father, be with us today. Lord, prepare our hearts like never before, Lord. May we be ready to hear this message, to feast upon it, Lord. And may you sink it deep into our hearts, Lord. We love you. And Lord, thank you for Brother Joseph, Lord. Thank you for his stand, Lord, his commission to stay with every word in this message and to hold it before the people, not to waver or turn to the right or left. And truly, he is fulfilling that, Lord. And we see that. And Lord, we wouldn't be here if he hasn't done what he'd done. And distributing the food around the world, making it easy so that we could have it on our phone or tablets or everywhere we go, Lord. Lord, we would be starving if it wasn't for that, Lord. Lord, it'd be so confusing and according to other man's words, but Lord, it's you, and you provided a way for us to hear the unadulterated word, and I'm so thankful for it, Lord. Thank you for raising him up in this time, Lord. Thank you for him and bless him, Father. Lord, we love you. And I thank you, Lord, and I just love you. And ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. He is here. Hallelujah. Thankful to be here again with each of you. And I already know the answer to this question, but how am I happy to be redeemed? Amen. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by that blood of the Lamb. Oh, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Oh, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, oh, His child, and forever I am. Oh, redeemed, I'm redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child. His presence with me doth continually dwell.
Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for allowing us to gather again under this roof with each other, Lord, and with Your word. We ask, Lord, that You would open our hearts and our ears to receive that which You'd have for us. We thank You, Lord, for giving us an opportunity, Lord, to give back of what You've done for us in our lives, Lord, to put the work forward, Father. Bless these tithes and offerings. We ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. And I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Oh, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child. Blessed Redeemer, and I think of Him all the day long, and I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Oh, I'm redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. Redeemed by the blood the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child, and forever I am. And I know I shall see in His beauty the King in whose
eternal, bright and fair. And when the seed of earth shall gather over on the other shore, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share. When his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the sky, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, when the roll is called up yonder, oh, when the roll is called up yonder. Dawn till setting sun, let us talk of all his wondrous love and care. Then when all of life is over and our work on earth is done, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder. Oh, and the roll is called up yonder. Savior calls, oh, I will answer. When he called for me, I will hear. When the Savior called, oh, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name.
Listen for my name, and I'll be.
Are you thankful to be redeemed? Thank you, you're going to hear your name.
Oh, I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord. Oh, I will sing to Him a new song. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. Oh, I will sing to Him a new song. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Oh, sing unto the Lord. I will sing to Him a new song. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. Oh, I will sing to Him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me, for me, for me. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, His grace is sufficient for me. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. Oh, I will sing to Him a new song. Celebrate, I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. Oh, I will sing to Him a new song. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise Him, I will.
You may be seated. Truly, what a privileged people that we are tonight. For we do believe that before the foundation of the world, the Lord Jesus knew we would be gathered together in this building and we would be hearing this message at this very time. God's got a program. And we want to just be in that program. So tonight, like John, we're turning to hear the voice.
Amen.
And while we hear that voice, immediately Amen. We'll be called up in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
What a privilege to come to this pulpit to bring us this message, the breach between the seven church ages and the seven seals. Our pastor,
Amen.
God's seventh church age messenger,
Amen.
The voice of Jehovah
Amen.
To the bride of Jesus Christ,
Amen.
Brother Branham.